This is 89.1 WEMU and a good Monday to you. David Fair here, and I have the executive director of the Civ City Initiative with me. Mary Morgan is our partner in the new weekly feature, Civic Matters. It's an opportunity for us to fill you in on a variety of engagement of community opportunities available to you for the coming week. And Mary, I expect that you are feeling well on this Monday and nonetheless may be suffering from a bit of solar eclipse fever.
Well, happy solar eclipse day to you, David.
Do you have your glasses? Are you ready?
I don't. I know I should be feeling more energetic. Perhaps if I go over to the Ann Arbor Library solar eclipse party, I'll get the fever. But so far, I don't have any plans.
Well, there are a number of ways to see the eclipse, as you've mentioned with other members of the community today. There is an event planned at the planetarium at the U of M's Ruthven Museum. They're going to gather on the U of M Diag for a viewing party. And as you mentioned, both the Ann Arbor and the Ypsilanti District Libraries will be holding solar eclipse parties. Those are just a few, but it does give us an opportunity, in particular with those last two locations, to look beyond the eclipse and to the everyday impact of our libraries and how they enhance the quality of our life. Sometimes I think we take them for granted.
I think so too. These are really important parts of the community, and they're funded by our taxpayer dollars. We elect the people who oversee those dollars, and I think we just need to keep that in our minds as we take advantage of the wonderful things they have to offer.
So if you go to the Ann Arbor or the Ypsilanti District Library for a viewing party today, go a little early, stay a little late, take a look around and see your tax dollars at work, and kind of consider all the value that brings to you on a daily basis. Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my partner Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative, and she helps highlight community engagement opportunities each week. After the eclipse is over, Mary, there are a couple of important meetings taking place today. First, at the 6:30 this evening, the opioid crisis in Washtenaw County is going to be the subject of a public forum at Saline High School. This is a topic that is bringing different parties together to address something that recognizes no political boundaries.
Absolutely. And it's also something that, you know, has been going on for a long time. When I used to cover the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners meetings, Sheriff Jerry Clayton would come in and make presentations. And this is something that he's been talking about for years. I think it's also important to recognize that this discussion is going to take place whether or not they mention it explicitly, related to the November ballot proposal that's asking taxpayers to, or voters to approve a new tax for public safety and mental health services. I think it all kind of plays together. And I'll be interested to see where the discussion goes tonight.
It is Sheriff Jerry Clayton. It is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, a Democrat, Representative Tim Walberg, a Republican, and a variety of others that will be taking on this very important topic. Of course, if we think years back, we had people ODing in the Ann Arbor Public Library. It has only grown worse. In fact, I read a statistic in which opioid deaths outnumbered automobile traffic accident deaths in Washtenaw County every year since 2012. So this is something that recognizes not wealth, not lack thereof, and it certainly recognizes not color or any other thing. It only recognizes harm, and there's only something that we can do about it, and that is to get together and talk about it and make some decisions as a community about how to address it.
Yeah, the Department of Public Health for the county has some interesting data. So far this year, deaths are higher than the same time in 2016. So, you know, it's not obvious that it's getting better. So I think that it's great the community is coming together to discuss possible solutions.
So that runs 6:30 to 8:30 at Saline High School. Then at 7 tonight, Ann Arbor City Council is going to meet with what, Mary, you expect to be a rather light agenda. What stuck out to you?
Well, there's a item that's just kind of a standard renewal of the cable franchise agreement with Comcast. It's a 10-year renewal, and it's always good to remember that for those of us who watch on cable access, community access, these public meetings, that's funded with a franchise fee that Comcast pays to the city. You never know with these council meetings. It looks like a light agenda to me, but things happen. So it's worth taking a look. I also suspect that there'll be some discussion about the what's happened in Charlottesville earlier this month, and then the recent defacement of the skate park with racial slurs and swastikas. So I'm assuming that there will be some discussion about that too.
Yes, and talking with Fifth Ward Councilman Chuck Warpahoski, WEMU has learned that will likely be a topic of discussion. What was your initial reaction when you saw pictures and received word that that racist and anti-Semitic graffiti had adorned the skate park late last week?
You know, it broke my heart. I know some of the organizers who spent years working to get the skate park built. It was a grassroots effort. And then just to see that kind of thing in our community. If you talk to people of color, of course, this is, you know, I think they're not as surprised as some of us might be. It's a issue that is not going away. We need to confront it head on, and I'm glad to see that the council is going to be discussing it tonight.
With that in mind, do you think there is good opportunity to use these incidents as the platform for greater public discourse and more consistent vigilance to stand against such attitudes and set the community standard that most say they hold dear as an ideal?
Well, I don't think you can argue against that. I think we all need to speak up against white supremacists. And, you know, I think that wherever we can do that, in whatever way we can, is important.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Civic Matters with Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner on this new Monday feature. Mary, would appear the 2018 November ballot could have a good number of statewide issues to decide. Efforts are underway on a number of issues to make the ballot. We're likely to start encountering signature gatherers for various proposals. There's a marijuana issue, a paid sick leave issue. Another group wants to shut down the Lane 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. There's also a measure that would change the way the state's district lines are drawn in an effort to end the practice of gerrymandering. How important is that measure in your eyes?
I think it's really important. This measure, if it gets on the ballot and if it's approved, would create an independent commission. You know, this is something that the League of Women Voters has been advocating for. I don't know that they've signed on to this particular ballot initiative, but I know that they've been trying to educate residents about the current way that redistricting is handled and what possible alternatives there are. And I think an independent citizen commission would be terrific and really make a difference.
It is true. I think a lot of people, because of the recent legislative makeup, think of this as something that the Republicans have done to sway elections in the state of Michigan and elsewhere around the country. But whenever either party is in power, they tend to take advantage and redraw the district lines to their own favor. So that independent commission is, in your eyes, a better solution.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you look at other states where Democrats have been in power. It has happened. I think it's generally, you know, the Republicans who have control have done this more frequently than Democrats, let's put it that way. But it's certainly not unique to any one party.
Well, there is also an opportunity to get involved in statewide politics when important legislative committees bring their work to Ann Arbor on Tuesday. What do you know about that?
I am always excited. Perhaps this is a reflection of my government geekdom, but I'm always excited when Lansing takes a road trip. And this week there's a joint meeting of a House committee and a Senate committee on transportation. They're meeting at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, and they're going to get updates on M-City and the American Center for Mobility. Those are both major transportation-related efforts here in Ann Arbor. And a little side note, one of the executives with the American Center for Mobility is the former publisher of the Ann Arbor News, Laurel Champion. So it's I see her name, and I I think fondly back on those years.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Again, that takes place at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute Library at 2901 Baxter Road in Ann Arbor. The committee will get updates on U of M's M-City and the American Center for Mobility, among other things. Mary, we've kind of come to an end of our time this week, but I will look forward to our conversation and opportunities for engagement next Monday.
Great, and don't look into the sun, David.
I almost never do. I'm that guy with my head walking down. But thank you very much. That is Mary Morgan. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in this regular Monday feature, Civic Matters. You can find more about the Civ City Initiative at civcity.org and link from there on our website at wemu.org. Join Mary and I next Monday for another installment of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.